The King Hermit. They told me that in a forest among the mountains lives a young man in solitude who once was a king of a vast country beyond the two rivers. And they also said that he, of his own will, had left his throne and the land of his glory and come to dwell in the wilderness. And I said, I would seek that man and learn the secret of his heart, for he who renounces a kingdom must needs be greater than a kingdom. On that very day, I went to the forest where he dwells, and I found him sitting under a white cypress, and in his hand a reed as if it were a scepter. And I greeted him even as I would greet a king. And he turned to me and said gently, What would you in this forest of serenity? Seek you a lost self in the green shadows? Or is it a homecoming in your twilight? And I answered, I sought but you, for I fain would know that which made you leave a kingdom for a forest. And he said, Brief is my story, for sudden was the bursting of the bubble. It happened thus. One day, as I sat at a window in my palace, my chamberlain and an envoy from a foreign land were walking in my garden. And as they approached my window, the Lord Chamberlain was speaking of himself and saying, I am like the king. I have a thirst for strong wine and a hunger for all games of chance. And, like my lord the king, I have storms of temper. And the Lord Chamberlain and the envoy disappeared among the trees. But in a few minutes they returned, and this time the Lord Chamberlain was speaking of me, and he was saying, My lord the king is like myself, a good marksman, and like me he loves music and bathes thrice a day. After a moment, he added, On the eve of that day, I left my palace with but my garment, for I would no longer be ruled over those who assume my vices and attribute to me their virtues. And I said, This is indeed a wonder and passing strange. And he said, Nay, my friend, you knocked at the gate of my silences and received but a trifle. For who would not leave a kingdom for a forest where the seasons sing and dance ceaselessly? Many are those who have given their kingdom for less than solitude and the sweet fellowship of aloneness. Countless are the eagles who descend from the upper air to live with moles that they may know the secrets of the earth. There are those who renounce the kingdom of dreams that they may not seem distant from the dreamless, and those who renounce the kingdom of nakedness and cover their souls that others may not be ashamed in beholding truth uncovered and beauty unveiled. And greater yet than all of these is he who renounces the kingdom of sorrow that he may not seem proud and vainglorious. Then rising, he leaned upon his reed and said, Go now to the great city and sit at its gate and watch all those who enter into it and those who go out, and see that you find him who, though born a king, is without a kingdom, and him who, though ruled in flesh, rules in spirit, though neither he nor his subjects know this, and him also who but seems to rule yet is in truth slave of his own slaves. After he had said these things, he smiled on me, and there were 1,000 dawns upon his lips, Then he turned and walked away into the heart of the forest. And I returned to the city, and I sat at its gate to watch the passer-by, even as he had told me. And from that day to this, numberless are the kings whose shadows have passed over me, and few are the subjects over whom my shadow has passed.